Let's face it, if we could find one, we could all use a Woolsey, a Jeeves with an attitude. Someone who comes to work every day and says, "And what would be your pleasure, Majesty?" and then goes off and does it. Oh, the occasional document will come sliding across the desk for signature, but nothing really to interrupt a hard day's hunt. Woolsey was a consummate manager, attentive to detail in both matters and men, someone who could stroke Parliament when that was necessary, and who could bang heads together, even very aristocratic heads, when that was called for. He was a master manipulator of patronage, of honours, of bribes, and of threats. In other words, he was a psychologist in a cardinal's hat. Woolsey also understood the relationship between display and power. He used it for his own ends here at Hampton Court, but he also used it for the King. Acting as impresario for one of the greatest shows in his career, the Field of the Cloth of Gold. The meeting in 1520 between Henry and the young French king, Francis I, was supposed to be a demonstration of heartfelt amity and a pointed message to the recently elected Holy Roman Emperor, Charles V, that old enemies could, if needs be, become friends. But it came to war anyway, not with weapons, but something much more deadly, style.